come over here and we go over there. They've been the same ever since I know.
That's right.
But everybody ain't been this way, you know. It just those few boys, you know.
Talking about those people you say that would shake your hand now but didn't used to, does that bother you? Do you resent that, the fact that they will now, but since you accepted now?
No, I don't even think about it, you know. I don't think about it. But it's that way, but what used to bother me, I would know those guys and I'd wait with them. Then I'd meet them in town, maybe like on Saturday evening or something. They wouldn't speak to me, you know. I'd be waiting with them all the week on the farms out here. They wouldn't speak to me. That's the only thing bothered me, you know. But after this thing changed and they come around, that I don't even think about it. Don't worry me at all.
Did the Creoles have their own school, or did they go with the whites?
They went with the whites. They went with whites. Well, they had, they still got that school down there. They had, it was a Catholic school, and that was in the settlement for the Creoles, you know, in the settlement, and all the Creoles went to that school. But a lot of white went to that school too, you know. But no black went to that school. The black just went to that school, you know, since this integration and stuff all come out. They just, now they goes to that school, but other than that, and you take the rest of all those places. Now, those Creoles then could go in those places. They could go in there. That's what made us didn't like the Creoles so good during that time, you know. Because they could go in those places, we couldn't go in there. And that's what had the split between the colored and the Creoles. And we figured that the Creoles could go in there, we should go in there too. But they wouldn't let us in there. And they had law against it too. They had law against it, put you in jail, get you go in there. In those places, put you in jail, and you had to either serve time or pay. There wasn't no ifs and ands about it. You had to pay if you caught you in a place. Now you go to these drugstore places like that. You go to drugstore, but if you went in any restaurant in there, if you went in there, the owner. Or the clerk or what's name was in behind there, in charge. We're gonna come right there and ask you out. As soon as you walked in there, then if you didn't get out, they was gonna call the law to you, see.
Yeah, that hadn't been too long ago either, had it?
No.
Less than about 20 years.
Less than 20 years.
Started the bus boycott in Montgomery.
That's right. That's right. Well,
lots been done that time,
haven't they? A lot have been done. Sure. I noticed, I was waiting for a pretty good guy when I first started plumbing. In Foley, it wasn't but two or three plumbers down there in Foley. Then they were white, but they didn't like what I was doing. But I was waiting for a pretty good guy. They wouldn't even tackle that guy, you know. But but if it wouldn't been for that guy, I couldn't have done plumbing in Foley, you know. But now, nothing to it. Yeah, I get all the job I want in Foley.
That's the best way to be, I think.
I think so, too.
It makes everybody a lot happier.
Sure will.